Pun intended, chess puns, Pawn Zeebly the best jokes for strategy fans. Gina, hello, 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 my pun-loving pals. Welcome back to another episode of Pun Intended, where we dive deep into the world of jokes, puns, and all things funny. I'm your host, Gigglesmith Gina, the humorist behind mathjokes.net. Today, we're taking a strategic turn into the pun-derful world of chess. Whether you're a grandmaster or just a casual player, these chess puns are sure to checkmate your funny bone. So let's not waste any time and get right into it. Why did the pawn get promoted? It was outstanding in its field. And speaking of pawns, what's a pawn's favorite dance? The two-step shuffle. Oh, I can already hear the groans and giggles from here. But wait, there's more. What did the rook say to the bishop? Move diagonally, you'll get there faster. And why was the queen always calm? Because nothing could check her. I mean, who doesn't love a confident queen, right? Now let's talk about the king. What did the king say when he lost his queen? I feel so bored without her. And why did the king avoid the queen? He didn't want to be captured. Ah, the royal drama on the chessboard. But it's not just about the royalty. Why did the knight avoid capture? He galloped away. And why did the knight go to school to become a knight scholar? Education is key, even for our brave knights. Let's not forget the bishop. Why did the bishop bring a ladder to the game? To reach new heights. And what do you call a sneaky bishop? A diagonal. Oh, the cleverness of these pieces never ceases to amaze me. Gina, for some move-related humor. Why did the chess player bring a ladder to the game? To reach new heights with their moves. And how do chess players celebrate at a party? They go en passant. I bet you didn't see that move coming. And here's a classic. When does the chessboard get angry? When it's in checkmate. Or how about this one? What do you call a chess piece that always wins? A checkmate-nificent. Talk about a winning attitude. Let's switch gears to some strategy-related puns. Why did the chess player bring string to the game? To tie up the opening. And what do you call a knight who always wins? Victorious in the endgame. It's all about strategy, folks. And for our tech-savvy listeners, why don't chess players use smartphones? They can't handle too many apps. Or what did the chess player say to the computer? You've got a bite on my knight. The intersection of chess and technology is truly puntastic. But wait, there's more. How do chess players stay in shape? They work on their opening gambits. And what's a pawn's favorite music? Anything with a strong opening. It's all about keeping those moves sharp and strategic. And for our everyday situations with a chess twist, why did the chess player bring a ladder? To reach new heights in strategy. Or how about this? I told my friend a chess joke, but he didn't get it. I guess it was too deep. Sometimes you just have to dig a little deeper. And finally, let's not forget the food and drink puns. Why did the chess player bring snacks? To avoid getting into a pickle. And what do you call a chessboard with a dessert? A piece of cake. Delicious and punderful. That's all for today's episode of Pun Intended. I hope these chess puns have brought a smile to your face and added a bit of humor to your day. Remember, laughter is the best strategy both on and off the chessboard. If you've got your own chess puns, share them with us in the comments or on social media. Until next time, keep laughing and keep punning. This is Gigglesmith Gina, signing off.